This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
4:03 in the nation's capital. And I thought I had pretty good luck until I found myself in a room with two Orangemen, two Syracuse grads, and I know nothing can come good out of this situation. I'm going to take on the challenge, though. Of course, producer, super producer, Anthony Haney, an Orangeman, and my man, James Arthur Monk, who I know can't stand all this attention, but yet we're gonna pull him into it like an alligator would pull in a passenger into a lake. James Arthur, first of all, congratulations. You know, it killed me not to see the look on your face when you opened that door with the rest of the fellowship. But how has your life been since they knocked on your door and blew you away?
Well, it's just, as you can imagine, a lot of attention. I guess media, and I came down here to kind of to be with my kids and grandkids, relax a little bit. I feel like I'm being drawn back into the all the hype and the media that we used to have while I was living there. But it's good. It's good. I'm not complaining.
But you looked really surprised. I mean, it looked authentic, and I was going back. And I was thinking some of the funniest moments, which we'll get into a couple of them, not all of them. They don't deserve, because I tell people that you're a cartoonist. You can draw. You have a terrific gift. And some of the funniest illustrations that you and I talk about our meeting, and people, you were very good at hiding that side of you, just as you were being elusive if something didn't go your way. It wasn't, even when you went your way, when you broke the record against Denver, I remember as a reporter having to go find you on the side of a runway to get out of the locker room because it was on you, and you never, ever dug that. And it's not an act. I tell people all the time, you legitimately did not. So how in the heck are you going to handle this honor of having your jersey retired?
Well, I guess in some situations, there's just no way of getting out of it. In the locker room, I can go, in the bathroom or somewhere and hide and get away from folks. But in this situation, even though there's no media at my door, I can't run away from it. So it is what it is. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful that, some people don't even get any half of this type of media or attention, so it's a good thing.
James Arthur Monk, our guest here on the Hoffman Show, DOC and super producer Anthony Haney. I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but it wouldn't strike me. You don't strike a lot of people as a guy that when he's off, you got nothing going on. How much sports do you actually watch?
Well, you know, when I grew up, I loved playing sports, but I never really watched it a lot, you know, because I was I was always outside with my friends. So I don't know. I just never really got into the mode of watching sports on TV. I mean, I do every now and again when it's a big game or I want to see someone or a certain team or whatever. But for the most part, I just never really got into watching it very much.
What blows me away is when people talk about you and the fact that we were all with you, how the bigger the game, the better you always performed. It's like I've never seen you anticipate. It's not about nerves. You eager to go out and compete, but I never thought you got credit for being as physically tough as you are. And when you and Jarris were playing Rip and Liz on special teams on punt return, those were some of the craziest moments. Did anybody ever ask you about your excellent exploits on special teams? Because I remember that.
No, that was sort of before I started catching a lot of balls. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of new to the team, and I was willing to play any position just to be out there. And so, you know, kickoff, punt return, those things were what I played. Then I tried to excel at it, try to do well at it, so I'd get some type of attention.
Well, you got it, because you and Jarris mauling people out there. When I tell people the story now, no one believes it. It's just like your artistry. Do you still draw caricatures?
Well, I'm not an artist. So I'm far from it. But when we're goofing around in the meeting rooms, and you know, I guess we really shouldn't have been doing it. We should have been paying attention.
But you were a bad influence, man.
No, that was you. We were drawing pictures of each other and to make each other laugh and get in trouble.
Coach Gibbs would be at the front, and I tell people, I said, you know, we played Tron. We had a pot. And nobody ever believes this. That's why it's so beautiful having you. You talk once every 14th year. And I go, yeah, we had a pool for Tron. And Art was in it. Yeah. They go, no way. And Art drew a picture of Alvin Garrett, which is still to this day the funniest thing I have ever seen. And we were sitting in that back row with Bostic, Riggo, all my crew back there. And those meeting rooms of everything, that's what I miss the most. What do you miss most? You've been Hall of Fame career. You got all this stuff going, but what do you miss most about your career?
I think the locker room. You know, the locker room was just for us. Well, there were times the media was there, but when the media was out, and it was just us, and we could just goof, you know, we'd joke around, goof around, play pranks on each other, hide stuff, you know. it was everything goes, you know. And
everything goes. That's the part people don't see you. They think I'm making it up. They go, Art didn't do that. I said, no, he did. He was the ringleader. What are you guys talking about? And they go, oh, no way.
I don't know about the ringleader. But hey, but sometimes when you get pranked on, you got to get people back.
You got to, there you go, payback.
So, hey, you got to defend yourself. So that's where I was.
When you rank up your fabulous career, what means most to you? And then I'll tell you what the effect you had on teammates. But what's the one thing with you with Dez, you know, and Jamie and the crew? What do you say? This is what I'm most appreciative of.
I would say my team, man. It was nothing like my teammates, man. You know, some people think, oh, you're just saying it, but I'm not just saying it. It's just, and I think Coach Gibbs helped to foster that we weren't every team is a team, mm-hmm. but we were a team that loved, you know, we loved each other.
Yeah.
We were a close-knit family. You know, we looked out for each other. Yeah, we played pranks on each other. We joked around.
The ice. Know? Okay, of all the pranks. Mike Nelms, to me, he's the number one villain behind most of this stuff. And did you ever get hit in the back with ice?
Yeah.
Okay, remember that. So I think that's the number one prank that happened through our deal. And people are probably, they don't believe it. That's why I'm so, can't thank you enough, you and Chuck Mann, because if I say this, no one believes it, because they believe you and St. Mary, Father Joe, everything is just a religion. Oh, no, Art could never do that. But for real, I mean, those pranks are some of the things that I remember most. And then the inception, and when you got hurt, your best skill is, to me, other than your ability to catch and run, is your leadership.
Yeah.
Because you did it by example, and then daggone 15-pound weight vest.
Yeah.
I tell the young fella here, the Syracuse Orangeman, that uh-huh. Art, and we do, he works, this is at night. These are after practice things. This dude's a nut. And seriously, I had to run away to get away from him, because he runs at night, he runs in the morning, he's a lunatic. Yeah. And I tell you, there's got to be some kind of disorder for this stuff, because, and Daryl Green, to watch him and Daryl go against each other, see, iron versus iron. Him and Jarrett, you know, good guys that could press him.
Right.
And he learned that he fought this up because this brother is physical. He goes after it. He just doesn't talk about it. That's why you know he's a killer. He's a serial killer. But behind the scenes, this dude. But he is so tough. And I say these things about him because I love him like a brother, and he's a wide receiver. But no, he's a football player. This dude could have played defense. And had you played defense, what position would you want to play?
Probably strong safety.
Yeah, see? But you realize people don't think of the – this guy, all-time leading this, that, and the other with receiver. Every time I hear somebody rank our receivers, the young people here, they don't remember Charlie. So I'd like to get your version of what Charlie Taylor meant to you.
Well, first of all, you know, excuse me, being drafted by the Redskins, as they were known at that time, you know, Charlie Taylor was the big – He was the guy. You know, he had just recently retired himself and was up in the front office as a scout. And I remember he came up to Syracuse to scout me, and all the coaches were talking about, "Hey, Charlie Taylor, this Charlie Taylor." And then coming down and then getting drafted by the Redskins and coming down here and meeting him was just, man, was a big deal.
I know.
For me. And then when Coach Gibbs came and they made him a coach and he actually was coaching me, I was like, wow, this cannot be happening. But it was a good thing. I mean, I loved it. And, you know, when you're around the best, and then you're trained by the best, and he's giving you pointers on how to do things, and you're watching films, and he's pointing things out. How can you not succeed or get better, at least get better at doing what you're doing? And so Charlie Taylor was, as a lot of people were, a big part of, you know, my success and helping me grow and mature and get better as a receiver.
Joe Theismann spoke today, and he was on with Chris Russell when I heard him, with the Rooster. And he said what we all know, but it's always good to hear it. And he talked about your development and how he knew that when in trouble, Art will bail him out. Because I know as a member of that huddle and people, we just know whenever we needed something, hey, Art, I mean, what? It's too. Hey, Riggo. Hey, Art. Hey, yeah. Hey, Art. Riggo. Really being dependent upon guys, and you two dudes always deliver. I mean, always deliver. Now, we lost. We didn't win every game.
Right.
But I felt like we could win every game. And then, so, to have lost you, and people are going to ask you a lot about, and we love the posse.
Yeah.
But the Fun Bunch was a tribute to you. It wasn't about us.
Yeah.
It was about when we were devastated. You'll never know. You were devastated. We were devastated in thinking, how on earth are we going to get through this without Art? And then the fact that you stayed around, the fact that you were so supportive, and then Joe T just, he morphed. And we just divided the responsibilities up. Shows me what you had on your shoulders. Because it divided up between eight guys it took.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody else. And I thought, and I've asked you this a million times, we just haven't had a million people listening at the same time.
Yeah.
What was it like for you in Super Bowl 17, that whole run, to see it after you got us in position and then not be there to finish it?
Okay. I mean, geez, it was just really disappointing. I mean, it was just like heartbreaking, you know. And I didn't know how to act or respond. I just like, man, is this really happening?
Yeah.
And but at the same time, I was so happy and excited that as a team, we're still in it and we still had a chance to, you know, keep going and get to the show. And so that's the position I had to take. I couldn't, you know, I had my little 2 days or so of sulking and being mad and disappointed. But then I had, you know, I couldn't stay that way. You know, I had to support the rest of the team and be there for them, even though I would be sitting on the sideline.
And yeah, we were trying to get you to just touch us. Maybe this could rub off. And you were so positive. It meant so much. And the jump for you, and people always say, why did the Fun Bunch come? Because we jumped to get you back. It was for you.
Yeah.
We didn't want anybody to think anybody scored a touchdown. No, this was for Art.
Yeah.
That was our way of how much love we had for you. And I'll never forget Atlanta. And what was it like for you when you took your first jump in Atlanta?
Well, when you guys started doing that, I said, man, I can't wait to get back out there with them. That just made my rehabilitation, you know, much better for me. I worked extra hard, came in early, stayed late, doing all that the trainers were telling me to do so I can get back. And I remember even a game or two where I wanted to, when I felt like I could get back out, you know, they said, no, we're just going to wait a little bit. Yeah. And so I'm glad I did because I didn't want to, you know, make the situation worse.
Right.
But getting back out there with you guys and then finally getting to do the jump with y'all, man, that was just really exciting for me and just a big moment in my career. I know it was.
And then, Anthony, the thing about it, this brother was so dynamic that it took like 6, 7, 8 guys to make up the slack. Smurfs, you know, Donnie, Clint, Anthony. I mean, dude, this is what this brother, he'll never say it, but to me, influence and impact are how you're judged.
Yeah.
And we got together, and people don't know, well, how did it all fall? This is how you tell them they don't believe you. It was formed for Art. We had no reason to want to do anything that would consume energy the way we practiced.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? I mean, will you describe for Anthony what a Joe Jackson Gibbs practice is? Because I think these young fellas understand, because they really think they're doing something. Would you describe what it was like surviving Coach Joe Jackson Gibbs?
Oh, gosh. man, it was, you know, the first part of practice was relatively easy because it was focused on defense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was defensive drills,
right,
for our defense. So yep, we had the guys, run the offense for the defense so they can get themselves together. Then we went into offensive mode where it was offensive, time. And that was loading up the guns and the ship for battle. Mm-hmm. Really, like in practice.
Yep.
But practice was like a game. And, everything had to be perfect. Everything had to be right. You had to run full speed. And, from the huddle to lining up on the ball to the play had to be full speed, and it had to be right. And if we didn't do it right, he called us back to the line of scrimmage. Okay, run that play again.
Yeah.
And so, it was – and at the time we were like, okay, come on. We got this. We know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But as we look back on it, man, I'm glad glad that we had a coach that made us do that, because it just made us better. And he wanted to make sure we perfected things, not just know that we could do them and kind of go halfway through it.
Yeah.
And that showed when we got to game time.
And Joe, it's so memorable to think about what he asked of us and what the guys gave. And that's what I love about this current group with the Commanders, is that when you, and I don't know if you've been there to practice or not, but you will feel.
No.
I feel like I felt. I hear what I used to hear. When I close my eyes, I'm at their practice. They have that. Mm-hmm. They got a spirit. And they go about their practice the same way we did.
Yeah.
And you're going to be, I get goosebumps just thinking about it right now. And I know that at my age, I'm closer to 100 than I ever thought I'd get to.
Yeah.
And I still get excited about thinking about what we were able to accomplish and what I believe they're going to accomplish. Because I feel that it's a juice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's something, and you can feel it. And I feel it. So that's why I was so thrilled to see that now with the ownership, now that we're being run like a big-time business, that you didn't get missed or pushed to the side again, that you were going to get your just due. And I none but love for you. I can't wait, because I hope they make you give a speech.
No. Say thank you, thank you.
No. You get that thank you stuff. I'm going to be screaming from wherever I am to say speech. Because when they retire, no one will ever wear 81. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, man, I don't even know what to think about it. It's awesome. It's never in my wildest dreams. You acknowledge someone and you give them a trophy or an award of some kind, and you move on. Things stay the same, but this is different.
Yeah, it is.
What do you do?
Take a page out of Gary Clark's book. Make sure you have to bring out your phone, your iPhone. You might have to put it on paper, on script. Yeah. Gary did a great job with you. I don't know how he did it that way. There's no way I could read and be in front of you without laughing, because I know to me everything's funny. I mean, because I'm thinking about stuff that we've been through,
and
I can't stop laughing, but it's joyful. And Gary did a terrific job.
Yeah.
Look, man, I'm going to have to pay a fine, I know, for having you on this time, this extended period, but I'm so happy. This is beyond the Hall of Fame. And then I got to give the posse major love. You brothers, man, that posse, and promise me that you'll at least be involved in one event or one something with Slick and G, Because I'm going to tell you something, man. Being able to watch that from the sideline and see the, with y'all, how y'all scared secondaries to death, it ain't nothing like I'm just telling you, you was in it, so you might not have seen it the way we do see it. And I just hope that, you guys, I mean, it's special. So you got a chance, you in two big frats. And hopefully we'll be able to celebrate with you when that day comes. And more importantly, hopefully the team will be undefeated at the very least for the Commanders.
Yeah, that would be nice. Really be nice.
Hey, man, none but love for you, and thank you. And
same,
we're
going
to go back and run the rest of the show, because I'm going to get fined, and Anthony's all slip all stuck out now over time.
Sorry about
that.
But
I say, man, this is a Syracuse guy, okay?
Nah, you're good, man. You get a pass. You're an orange man just like me, so.
Okay, good.
I will say I did have one question
for you.
And it might make Doc Walker a little upset, but if you had to pick or choose the Fun Bunch or the Posse, where are you going?
Oh, gosh. Oh, man, the Fun Bunch.
Oh, hey, look, it was easy, too.
I love the Posse, but there was nothing like the Fun Bunch, because
we did it for him.
That helped drive us to the end zone because we wanted to get that jump in.
Yeah. No matter who scored, but it was fair. You just asked a man.
I just was
to give up his birthright, something that was created.
Hey, look, Charles Mann challenged me to ask that question, so I was like, all right, I got you, Charles. I got you. I won't let you down.
You know one thing, Art, that they'll never know? They'll never know the original name.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't.
You swear
let
to
out.
The end. They
we
will never. They're going to see Gary. You can buy Gary. So we got to make sure. That the good news is that Gary wasn't necessarily. He might not have been in that workout, in that exercise line that day or so, but that's the one thing we take to the grave. But no one knows the original name, all right, with that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, man, I'm trying to work, trying to earn a living, man. Let me go to work. Later, man.
All right, man.
All right, love you.
Talk to you. Love you too,
you
bro.
You got it, man. James Arthur Monk, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. DOC, Ant-Man, holding it down for Brother Hoffman. And it takes a village. 301-230-0980 is the number. I hope you enjoyed Uncut James Arthur Monk, because that's real. And you know the thing, I know it's so real. You ever heard him laugh so much?
I've never heard him speak.
No, he laughs. He's a riot. He don't want the real. If you knew what I know, he's so funny. It's what I love about him, because he's a riot. He just doesn't share that with everybody. So I'm so proud of him, and I'm so happy for him. But you hit the question that Brother Clark just, I guarantee you, Gary just threw up all over himself. And G. Clark, we'll get his rebuttal tomorrow. I'm going to invite Brother Clark.
Okay.
And what you hear now, this brother is real. I guarantee you, when you hear how he talks about Arthur and Slick, yeah, so that's our move for tomorrow. Just throwing it out there. I mean, you're super producer, so should you decide to accept that, then that's what we'll hunt for right now, 84 G. Clark. But Terry, and now the response to Terry, it's been very interesting. I don't get involved in the people's negotiations, because I think everybody's wrong, and you're getting played, and you're helping the agent and them, or you're helping the front office of the Commanders and them, and you're picking a side, which is very difficult.
Yeah.
For me as a former player, because you never really win. The players never wins. They ain't gonna beat the owners. It's not like the NBA. Do you think you can affect an owner with one move of a player in these franchises? No. You're a pebble of sand, Slim. Mm-hmm. You may have convinced yourself that you're more than that. No. No, you're not. And they're going to prove it to you. Plain and simple with me. How does Adam do business? What's his track record show you? The 49ers have a higher winning arc than anybody around here has had in a long time. So, in other words, they're signing better players than you're trying to sign. And they tortured them all the way through camp. Were you not paying attention? Oh, you're just a fan of one team. Okay, I get it. If that's your excuse, I accept it. You don't follow the league. But if you followed the league, you wouldn't be worried. You'd be worried about where you're going on vacation more so than you'd be worried about Terry. I don't think they're going to sign him, but they may not. But whatever happens to me won't happen until they're in camp. And then if you really are a fan of the team, then you have to be worried about 53. How'd they get to the 53? Not one. Although we would all cheat if it's five. But other than that, just be keeping it real with you. That man that just got off the phone, that's a Hall of Famer, is going to have his jersey retired. We had to win three playoff games, and win a world championship without him. That's why I know. So what happens if you lose Art? You going to cancel the season? No. We're going to spread the responsibility around.
Mm-hmm.
We got to play harder, block harder, run harder. We got to do everything more, because this brother was Superman. So that's real talk. 301-230-0980 is the number. Now, you might just be an ultimate dramatic drama queen, and you want to go through that. You know, Charles Mann. I've seen Charles Mann do some stuff that's superhuman. And you know what? When Chuck was out, we had to fill his shoes. See, and it wasn't always a pretty thing. You know, because Chuck's not afraid of competition. And the way he practiced, I mean, I'm just telling you, you guys need to, and look, I'm not trying to steal your passion. Some of you just want to be, you know, this is your nature. But I'm just talking about as inside the locker room. Don't worry about nobody but the 53. Because none of us promised. If the Dolphins had the attitude that a lot of you have, they'd never be the only team ever that's been undefeated. Because they had to do it without Bob Greasy for half the season. Hello? You still there? Okay. That's real talk. But I know a lot of you just, some of you just want to be, you want to keep it all fantasy. Everything's just, it's either a bet or it's a hope or it's an analytic that somebody who ain't never been hit in the face, never been kicked in the groin, never had his big toe stepped on, or never been concussed and had to finish work, is trying to tell you. So that's what, that's exactly what, where I'm coming from and what I say. But we got a little bit more news, and this dude, Anthony Haney, is like Clark Kent, just breaking it out. What up? After the break, we want to do that? Okay. We're going to break, and then Ant-Man got another, I don't want to say it's a shocker, but it's pretty interesting. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
4:46 in the nation's capital. Shout out to super producer Anthony Haney. A lot going on, and we wanted to give a formal thanks out to our guy Charles man who is multi-talented. Call him Director Man now. That's going to be his new nickname for me. 301-230-0980 is the number if you'd like to get in on it and to have a little something to respond to about Terry, James Arthur, the Commanders, and whatever else. I think we got one of the original canines that's at the door. Usually they are first. Jonesy.
Doc.
What up?
That was, man, oh, man, I was thrown, boy, listening to that. That just brought back a lot of memories that I've had watching in the Burgundy Gold when they was winning every time they stepped on the field. If they lost a game, it was a game. It was never three, four, five in a row. Listening to Art Monk, man, that was cash money. I heard Charles Mann yesterday, too, but listening to Art today, good gracious, man. And, I mean, it was a family felt team, man. I mean, you know, my grandmother knew every name on that particular team that Art Monk played on, whether it was the posse or whether it was the fun bunch. And trust me, man, you know, we were the youngins back in, you know, school back in the day when it was called junior high over middle school, mimicking the fun bunch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that high five was something. And can you remember, they banned that at one point. Just suck a move, but they did it. But,
yeah, well, man, the Cowboys, you know, they were, there was a, those committees, let's face it, they run the league. Whether you like it or not, they have that type of influence. And going back then with Tex Schramm and some of them pirates that they had, and I don't blame them. Because back in the day, that group of Cowboys, they was for real.
Yes, for real. Indeed.
It ain't like today. These people right now, they're like, what would you call a mannequins? That group back in the back with too tall. Hey, man, it was serious back in the day. Roger the Dodger was like JD5. I mean, no, he was a monster. So that group of Cowboys legit. This group right now, this is modern technology at its best. This might as well be like robotics. That's how I look at them right now.
Yes,
these current Cowboys, yeah. Appreciate you, though, dog. Appreciate you checking in. K9 call is out at 4:49 in the nation's capital. DOC and Super Producer kicking it with you. 301-230-0980. That's the K9 call of order. Jack A, welcome home.
Hey, Doc, what's going on? So
you know what time it is.
I want to make a comment.
Okay.
I want to make a comment about both, of course, Art Monk and Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll go with Arthur Monk first because he's a legend, and I'm so happy. I'm happy that the ownership is doing right by you guys, the alumni. I think this is very classy. I think it should have been done a while ago. But kudos. I'll be at that game, so I'm going to be very, very excited to see this. So now, as far as Terry McLaurin, I think our fans forget the fact that, I mean, of course he is a nice guy and we can't pay people for being a nice guy. But I think everybody's forgetting that in these years he was here, he still produced even within the worst circumstances. So why shouldn't this kid get paid for what he's done on the field? It's not so much as him being a nice guy. He produced. And I ask everybody this. Let's say we had Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson. They might have still produced like Terry, but it would have still been the same result because we didn't have a good continuity or good coaches, ownership. Everything was a cluster, you know what. So for all these fans who's thinking that the offense will still look the same without them, I think they're sadly mistaken because I don't think a defense will be scared of any wide receiver on this team that we have right now. And people keep saying that he didn't play well against top cornerbacks. Well, they want to bring up Quinyon Mitchell. Quinyon Mitchell had help over the top. So it's like, come on. I think people are quick to want other people's giveaways but don't want to keep their own homegrown talent here. And I think they should pay them. Thanks for taking my call. Always a pleasure, Doc.
K9 for life. Love that. I mean, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. There's no right or wrong for you because you have no coin in it. I've always thought in my mind, I'd love to have the people that are strong right or left put up some funds, prove how much you believe in it, and we'll give that to charity. I'd love to hear how strong these convictions are if you had money on the line. Because, see, these two people have money on the line, the organization and Terry. So it's just more than at the surface. If he wins this negotiation and he signs before camp and I'm wrong, then he should go to acting school. Because he put on that was an Oscar performance. Because he won the sympathy thing. People felt bad for Terry. A lot of people felt bad for him. I believe it was sincere. But the bottom line is that you can't be in this type of business if you fall for that. This is dollars and cents, period.
I think we were feeling bad before he even came out.
I never heard the emotion since.
You didn't hear the emotion from the fan? Because I feel like a lot of fans were already worried. All right, it's because, you know, three years ago when he signed his last deal,
right.
He signed it on July 5th. They got the deal. They got it out the way. But then, you know, July 4th comes about, July 5th comes about, and everybody's like, why hasn't Terry signed yet? He missed minicamp. So it's just like all of these signs is like, all right. And that's why a lot of, you know, the media were putting out, you know, polls. What is the confidence level that, you know, the deal will get done before training camp? And then he comes out a week before he's set to report for it. Mandatory training camp, and I think that just puts the icing on the cake, and I think that confirmed what everyone else was already feeling. So, I don't know, man. Like, a lot of people feel like, you know, it's 50-50. I don't want to see this guy traded. I want to see Terry, you know, in the burgundy and gold. Everything he said was definitely heartfelt, and I think the fact that he is such a good guy on and off the field, I think it just resonates with the fan base because he's literally been with us through thick and thin. Like when the franchise was at the bottom and then last year when it was at the pinnacle, like, I don't know, man. This is a crazy situation that Terry's unfortunately in, but this is business in the NFL. Like this isn't the first receiver and this won't be the last receiver in this kind of a situation. So I'm hoping the deal gets done and hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah. And look, it's a brutal business. Some people don't have the stomach for it. You know, all I'm thinking about is the day they let him go. And I had the stomach to see him in a Giants and an Eagles uniform.
Yeah, I would puke.
I'll never forgive him for that. Same thing. B. Mitch? What?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be out your mind. Not that dog. And that's when I knew then, well, these people should be tested because they're insane.
Yeah,
they have no football IQ. Zero. Because they let guys go that were more than just players. They were all in the community, both the people. When I mentioned Mitchell and Monk together like that, they're never supposed to play anywhere else on the planet but right here. And Coach Dum Dum, and I'm just telling you, man, those are the type of errors that are, I say unforgivable, but you got to be able to forgive. Otherwise, they stick with you. You can't flush them out your life till you forgive them. And now to see the moves that are being made by this administration, I smile. I do. I smile. I go, okay, finally. You know, or in better terms, finally. Competence. We have real adults that have joined the game. But you know what I'm surprised we haven't heard from? The man who's got more history in D.C. than most. You know, he's an all-star in his own mind. And no question. I know Little is coming up. I can feel it. I can feel it. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.